Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov came into Yitzchak's room dressed up as Esav, the Torah tells us in Perek Chafzayin, Pasuk Chafzayin, Vayigash, Vayishaklo, Vayorach es Reach begadav, Vayivarcheyu, Vayomer Re'ei Reach bini, Kireach Sadeh Asher Beircho Hashem. Yaakov approached Yitzchak and kissed him, and Yitzchak smelled the fragrance of Yaakov's garments, and he blessed Yaakov, and Yitzchak said, "See, my son's fragrance is like the perfume of a field blessed by God." And then after this exchange, in the beginning of the very next Aliyah, Yitzchak gave his bracha to Yaakov, who he thought was Esav. However, this pasuk is very hard to understand. What's Yitzchak saying? Why or how is the smelling a prerequisite for the bracha? And furthermore, what smell was he smelling? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on this pasuk that there is no worse smell than goat's skins. Goat skins, the very skins that Yaakov put on his arms. And Rashi therefore says that Yitzchak did not smell goat skins, he smelled the smell of Gan Eden on Yaakov. But if that's the case, why did the Torah say, Vayarach es reach begadav? He didn't smell his clothes, he smelled Yaakov, he smelled Gan Eden. He didn't smell Yaakov's clothing, so why does the Torah say that he smelled Yaakov's clothing? And another question, the pasuk first says, Vayarach es reach begadav, he smelled the odor, the fragrance of the clothing. And then when Yitzchak spoke, he said, Reach b'ni k'reach sadeh. He says the smell is from Reach b'ni, it's his son, my son. So what did he smell? Vayarach es reach begadav? Or did he smell Reach b'ni, my son? And finally, what's the connection between all of this and the fact that it all smells kireach sadeh, it smells like a field? What does this all mean? These questions are asked by Rabbi Yehuda Tzedakah. Rabbi Yehuda Tzedakah died in 1991, and Rabbi Tzedakah was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Porat Yosef Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. It's found in his Sefer Kol Yehuda, it's on Halacha and it's on the Parsha, and he writes that he said these words on the Yortzeit of Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin. He writes that the message of this idea describes Rav Shapiro perfectly. Says Rav Tzedakah, Yitzchak knew exactly who Yaakov was. Yitzchak knew that Yaakov was Yoshev Ohalim, he was an Ish Tam, and as Unkelus translates, he was the perfect person. Yitzchak knew all that. And the Medrash says in Breishis Rabban, Parsha Ayin Vav, that he was the chosen one, even among the other Avos. And Yitzchak knew all of this. However, Yitzchak wanted to be sure of one thing. A tzaddik who only thinks of himself or herself is not fit to receive a bracha. The tzaddik has to bring the odor of Gan Eden, so to speak, to everyone near them. He or she has to affect others, have an impact on others. And not only that, says Rav Tzedakah, but take a look at the pasuk in Sefer Zechariah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalid, which understands begadim to mean offspring. Being a tzaddik must impact your environment, your community, your family. And that's what's going on in our pasuk. Yaakov came in, and Yitzchak smelled the clothing. They had the smell of Gan Eden. This is a person who has an impact on others. Yitzchak said that my son smells like a field. Like a field that produces fruit. Yaakov's righteousness bears fruit. Others benefit from his greatness. They learn from him. They are inspired by him, and they challenge themselves to do better and to be better because of him. That is indeed a tzaddik. It's a tzaddik that's worthy of great blessings that we read about in the upcoming psukim in our parsha. Have an amazing day, everyone!